When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
My friends, come election day, put that pencil cross next to the name of Fiorello H. LaGuardia. LaGuardia. Now here's another name. TAMMANY. What's that?
Tammany.
Wrong. The answer's tyranny. Tammany spells tyranny like R-A-T spells rat. Now there's a double N in Tammany and a double L in Gaul. Like the double dealing, double crossing, double talking, double thy duplicity of Tammany Hall. You can change it all, go use the ballot box and cast your spell. Come next election day, the name's LaGuardia. L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A.
L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A.
Attenti.
Attenti.
Chi sta voglio di. A-T-T-A-N-T-E at the hominy. Che fesse vevo fa. Venite tutti quanti e canon fatte vengana.
A hominy. Bravo la Guardia.
Ich bin la Guardia.
I'm Miss la Guardia.
Das ist la min alle Gimmel, alle Feist, alle Jud, nein, die vergesst das nicht. Ich sag so, ei, ich tamme nie, ist nicht, kosch ich hab das in Sinnen und heet sich von See.
If the name's LaGuardia, the musical must be Fiorello. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. Today on Broadway to Main Street, we're going to look at that wonderful Pulitzer and Tony Award-winning musical Fiorello, book by George Abbott and Jerome Wideman, score by music by Jerry Bach, and lyrics, wonderful lyrics, by the East End's very own Sheldon Harnick. We're taking a look at Fiorello because City Center's Encores series is entering its 20th anniversary year. Hard to imagine, but yes. And they're going to open it with a tribute to the man who actually saved City Center, that building, wonderful building on 55th Street, from being destroyed. And he helped turn it into one of the great performing arts meccas. And I say that advisedly because it has that sort of Arabian design, one of the great artistic meccas of New York City and the world. And this Encores production of Fiorello is going to run from January 1st to February 3rd, and it's a great chance to see a show that really doesn't get revived as much as it should. So do make a trip over to City Center. All right. Well, the story of Fiorello, not surprisingly, is the story of one of New York's most beloved figures, Fiorello LaGuardia, who was mayor really throughout the Depression into World War II and did so much to raise the nature of the city and the pride of its very ethnically multivaried people. Some people may remember him most for something he did on the radio. So here we have Fiorello and the radio. During a newspaper delivery strike in the 1940s, LaGuardia got on WNYC, which he also helped to create, public radio, yay-rah, and read the funnies to the kids. And we'll hear a little snatch of the actual Fiorello LaGuardia reading the Dick Tracy comic strip, and we'll segue into the thrilling overture to the 1959 musical Fiorello.
Now, children, here's Dick Tracy.
He's been a detective so long, and he still has that slender form. Lou Valentine, why do our detectives get fat, I wonder? Let's see what Dick Tracy is doing. Now, get this picture. Here is Red Wash. The doors of the laundry wagon are open. He's leaning with his back toward the old wagon, and he's counting his money. And crash! He crashes it on his head. Knocked out. And say, children, what does it all mean? It means that dirty money never brings any luck.
Thank you.
great overture. Those of you who remember LaGuardia's political career know he used to love jumping on the back of fire engines and running around Manhattan. That's why they put the fire siren in the overture. The musical was smart enough to concentrate on his early years, and we start right before the First World War in LaGuardia's law offices down in Greenwich Village, where his small but loyal and beleaguered team fights for the rights of immigrants on the Lower East Side of New York. Here's the opening number, On the Side of the Angels.
Don't worry, Mr. LaGuardia will help you. What a man, what a job, all these people who look to us for justice. Trust us, what a boss to work for, what a fine upstanding man he is. I'll follow in his footsteps and do my level best to earn a reputation like his. I promise I'll proudly endure the hardships I'll share working with this man on the side of the angels. My life will be selfless and pure, like Upton Sinclair. Working with this man on the side of the angels, we're marching forward, incorruptible he and I. Battling with evil, fighting till we drop. What a way to die! So give me your tired, your poor, and scoundrels beware. Here we stand in chorus, he and I and Morris, standing firm side by side on the side of the angels. What a man!
What a man is right. What a job, what a man, what an office. That line of poor and friendless, endless. Call the fire department, there's another kitten up a tree. Up goes Fiorello, and everybody cheers. And what does he use for a ladder? Me! Life is an island of grief, surrounded by woe. When you choose to work on the side of the angels, my hours of leisure are brief, my wages are low. Working with this man on the side of the angels, that bench stays crowded. It's a regular wailing wolf. Penniless and helpless, ignorant and scared, he collects them all. There's never a moment's relief, but this much I know. Each poor soul I see there could be me there. So I stay with this man on the side of the angels.
Mr. LaGuardia, you help me.
I'm waiting first.
All right, my friend.
I don't want to go to jail.
Tell me what I gotta do.
I get such a lot of trouble and grief.
I need relief. That's why I come to you.
I don't want to go to jail.
As long as he wants me.
I need relief. That's why I come to you.
Wherever he sends me, I'll go. My duty is clear. Working with this man on the side of the angels.
Here's one more client who's another financial gem. I've yet to see the meek inheriting the earth, but we inherit them.
I was worried
he needs
go.
Me, and so,
so I talk to
I'll make my career.
Everybody say when
working
The next part of our story is the attempt to get Fiorello to run for Congress. Now, the 14th Congressional District back in this period was hopelessly run by corrupt Democratic politicians of the Tammany Hall Syndicate. So in a wonderful number, Ben Marino, played by the ever-lovable Howard Da Silva, one of my favorite performers, tries to figure out how they're going to get some poor schmo to run on the Republican ticket against the Tammany machine. Ironically, Bach and Harnack were not huge stars. This was the show that made their reputation as Broadway songwriters. And I believe Harold Prince, who was one of the producers, gave them some material and asked them to come back with what we call a spec song, something to show that they could master the material. Well, master it they did. I believe this is the first spec song they brought back, and it's a Broadway classic.
You say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
gonna
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bet out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics.
That's not the way to win. You'd think that a human heart would break at such a display as this. But warm-hearted men with money at stake can turn into heartless, misbegotten misers. Now a strike isn't played like a tic-tac-toe, and soft-spoken tactics just don't go. Ladies, you've got no choice. You've got to holler and howl in a most unladylike voice. Unfair.
Unfair.
Again, unfair.
Unfair.
Louder, unfair.
Unfair.
Good. Let's put a stop to the sweatshop. That's the disease we want to cure. Proudly we picket the punks who pick the pockets of the poor, hard-working poor. While we stitch, 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 someone's getting rich by the sweat of his sister's brow.
Right!
Let's fix the wagon of this gold-hungry dragon. Let's trim the fat from this sacred cow. You've got to howl at the top of your voice. Holler and howl at the top of your voice. Keep yelling foul at the top of your voice. Unfair!
That was Tom Bosley as Fiorello LaGuardia leading a strike for better wages for women who worked in the sweatshops of New York. The character of Fiorello is rather oddly placed in the musical. It doesn't sing a lot of songs. You've just heard two of them. That's about it. Tom Bosley was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for a Tony because his name was below the title. He was a complete unknown. And, of course, it made him into a huge star, a very beloved star who we lost, I guess, a year or two ago. Well, in the musical, Fiorello wins, surprisingly, with his political fervor, the 14th Congressional District, and goes to Washington to represent New York City. Back in the day when you had these shows, they often recorded songs that they thought would be hits before the show opened. And here's a song that never opened in the show. It's called Where Do I Go From Here? They thought it would be a hit. It was cut from the show. It didn't fit. But Peggy Lee did record it in 1959. So here's Peggy Lee singing a cut song from Fiorello.
He doesn't love me, I know it's true. The signs are all too clear. But loving him the way I do, where do I go? The time is coming, the moment when he'll know how much I care. And once he knows what happens then, where do I go from there? Each irreplaceable day goes by. He may never feel the same as I. I'll take my chances, and come what may, I'll be where he is near. go where I must go from.
The musical Fiorello isn't all about politics, despite its lead character. There's some wonderful romance in it. The writers came up with an idea to enlarge a real-life character, Marie, who works for in LaGuardia's office and has had a sort of silent crush on him all these years. He's taken with an Italian beauty named Thea, whom he eventually marries. But we hear a little bit from Marie's perspective about how frustrated she is that Fiorello doesn't seem to notice her.
I'd like to make the laws.
I bet they'd be good.
Oh, would they? Here, write this down. My law shall state to whom it may concern.
Your law shall state to whom it may concern.
When a lady loves a gentleman, he must love her in return.
Loves a gentleman, he must love her in return.
In re, my law, ad hoc. To wit, to woo.
In re, your law, ad hoc, to wit.
When a lady feels affectionate, then the man must follow through.
Feels affectionate, then the man must follow.
Here's another law we women will do our best to legislate. It shall be completely criminal for a man to break a date. Each offender shall be rapidly thrown in jail where he belongs. Thus we'll write our of wrongs. My law is what the world is waiting for.
Your law is what the world is waiting for.
Every unrequited lover will be grateful when it meets the full approval of the House and the Senate. Such enthusiasm as you never saw will greet my lovely law. In re, my law, it should be understood.
In re, your law, it should be understood.
With the help of women everywhere, we shall outlaw bachelorhood.
Women everywhere, you shall outlaw bachelorhood.
What's more, in lieu.
Marie, before you're through, I've got some things I'd like to say. If you have got to outlaw anything, you should outlaw in-laws too.
I'm concerned with what the man must do. Every girl shall have a honeymoon, which shall last at least a year, during which aforesaid honeymoon every care shall disappear. Ipso facto, let the government get the bride and groom alone. After that, they're on their own. Hereby,
therein, there out, and furthermore,
my law,
your law,
is
what
the
world is waiting for.
We are going to rid the country of contempt of courtship,
legally replacing it with Davenportship.
Such enthusiasm as you never saw will greet my lovely law.
One of the things that Fiorello was so good at was being very organic about the book and score. So it didn't have a lot of kind of breakaway hits the way Sound of Music, for instance, which opened the same year and also won the Tony, co-won the Tony with Fiorello, 1959. Here are two covers back to back. One is the Irving Berlin-esque Waltz, Till Tomorrow, sung by Eddie Fisher, and then a cover of a military return march. And Fiorello achieves great success and as a fighter pilot in World War I, and the returning march is called Home Again, and it's portrayed by Oscar Peterson and his trio. So, two more songs from Fiorello.
Descends, everything ends till tomorrow. us part. Here is my heart till tomorrow. Tomorrow, clouds drifting by echo a sigh. Parting is such sweet sorrow. I'm drifting too, dreaming of you till tomorrow comes. Till tomorrow, clouds drifting by echo a sigh. Parting is such sweet sorrow. I'm drifting too, dreaming of you till tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's Oscar Peterson and his trio turning their attention to the Bach and Harnack musical Fiorello. New York City Center's Encore series is also turning their attention to this Pulitzer Prize-winning musical, and they're sponsoring a week of concert performances. You know, they get the very best people in New York doing these Encore series, and that's from January 30th through February 3rd. Check it out at nyccitycenter.org. I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and you can also check us out at peconicpublicbroadcasting.org. And I'm thrilled to turn our attention to Fiorello. Now, in the second act of the musical Fiorello, they try to run Fiorello against Jimmy Walker, the charming, powerful, democratic candidate. And Walker had been portrayed before by Bob Hope in a musical called Beau James. And maybe you know out there, if you're New York City aficionados, that Jimmy Walker was not only a charming but thoroughly corrupt mayor of New York, he was also a songwriter. He wrote a song called Will You Love Me in December As You Do in As You Did in May. And here's Bob Hope to sing that, and then we'll segue into Gentleman Jimmy from the musical Fiorello.
East side, west side, all around the town. Jimmy always spoke the voters' language. Sometimes he even sang it.
Mamma vine nell'inverno, come mia mia primavera. Mamma rai sempre nella stessa maniera. Quando I capelli saranno grigi, mi bacerai dicendo di amarmi nell'inverno, come mi ami a primavera. Lass mich lieben in Dezember, wie die liebst mich in May. Lass mich lieben immer, immer oder Schnee. Lass mich halten immer zu, wenn ich bin alten Groove. Lass mich lieben in Dezember, wie die liebst mich in May. Will you love me in December as you do in May? Will you love me in the good old-fashioned way? When my hair is all turned gray, will you kiss me then and say that you love me in December as you do in May?
Jimmy tells the world where'er he goes. In London, in Paris, Bermuda and Rome, they love him just like we do. That genial gentleman in the silk hat, gray spats, striped pants. Why, that's gotta be him, a gentleman Jimmy. Who's that swell celebrity with the glad hand? Quick wit, New York's favorite. That'll be him, a gentleman Jimmy. Say, Jim, we promise on voting day, we will love you in November as we do in May. way. We love James J. Walker. Fred Astaire, he's the man who kept the subway to a bison fair. So there, who's that dapper, happy-go-lucky son of Broadway? We love James J. 'Cause under him, Manhattan is just a sin. Oh, name for generous gentlemen.
In one of the show's best songs, Fiorello's wife, Taya, realizes that she loves him more than she thought she ever could. Here is Audra McDonald to do a rare cover version of a song from the show. And my motto is APA, always play Audra.
When did respect first become affection? When did affection suddenly soar? That I love him so much than I didn't before. When did I fall in love? What night? Which day? When did I first begin to feel this way? How could the moment pass unfelt, ignored? Where was the blinding flash? Where was the crashing chord? When did I fall in love? I can't recall. Not that it matters at all. It doesn't matter when or why or how. As long as I love him now. Out of the house 10 seconds and I miss him. I miss him more. Each goodbye, out of the house 10 seconds, and I miss him, and no one's more astonished than I. I never once pretended that I loved him. When did it start, this change of heart? When did fall in love? What night? Which day? When did I first begin to feel this way? How could the moment pass unfelt, ignored? Where was the blinding flash? Where was the crashing chord? When did I fall in love? That it matters at all. It doesn't matter when or why or how. As long as I love him now. The
musical Fiorello leaps forward in its second act to 1933, where Jimmy Walker is under severe pressure as mayor of New York to admit that there's a lot of wrongdoing and devious doings in City Hall. And in a great number, the political cronies that surround Fiorello sing about how difficult it is to try to steal from the government and not get caught. Here's Howard Da Silva in maybe the highlight of Fiorello's score and certainly a Bach and Harnick gem, Little Tin Box.
Your witness.
Mr. X, may we ask you a question? It's amazing, is it not, that the city pays you slightly less than 50 bucks a week, yet you've purchased a private yacht?
I am positive your honor must be joking. Any working man can do what I have done. For a month or two, I simply gave up smoking, and I put my extra pennies one by one into a little tin box, a little tin box that a little tin key unlocks. There is nothing unorthodox about a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
In a little tin box, a little tin box that a little tin key unlocks.
There is honor and purity,
lots of security, in a little tin box.
Next witness.
Mr. Y, we've been told you don't feel well, and we know you've lost your voice. But we wonder how you managed on the salary you make to acquire a new Rolls Royce.
You're implying I'm a crook, and I say no, sir. There is nothing in my past I care to hide. I've been taking empty bottles to the grocer, and each nickel that I got was put aside.
That he got was put aside.
Into a little tin box.
A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks.
There is nothing unorthodox about a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
In a little tin box, a little tin box, there's a cushion for life's rude shocks.
There is faith, hope, and charity.
Hard-won prosperity in a little tin box.
Next witness, take the stand.
Mr. Z, you're a junior official, and your income's rather low. Yet you've kept a dozen women in the very best hotels. Would you kindly explain how so?
I can see your honor doesn't pull his punches, and it looks a trifle fishy, I'll admit. But for one whole week I went without my lunches, and it mounted up your honor bit by bit.
Up your honor, bit by bit.
It's just a little tin box.
A little tin box that a little tin key unlocks. There is nothing unorthodox about a little tin box.
About a little tin box.
About a little tin box. It's a little tin box. A little tin box. All a glitter with blue chip stocks.
There is something delectable,
almost respectable, in a little tin box. In a little tin box.
Up your honor, bit by bit, as Howard Da Silva says. Well, Fiorello's professional career is starting to take off. People are urging him to run against Jimmy Walker for mayor. His personal life takes a tragedy. His first wife passes away, but the ever loyal Marie in his law office decided that she's going to cast her vote for Fiorello in the romantic department. Here's Barbara Cook, who had done so much to interpret Bach and Harnick in She Loves Me, attacking a great 11 o'clock number from her cabaret act.
Jerry Bach and Sheldon Harnick from their Pulitzer Prize-winning show Fiorello.
I shall marry the very next man who asks me. You'll see.
next time I feel that a man's about to kneel, he won't have to plead or implore. I'll say yes before his knee hits the floor. No more waiting around, no more browsing through true romance. I've seen the light, so while there's a chance, I'm gonna marry the very next man who asks me start rehearsing the choir. Tie some shoes on my Chevrolet, pelt me with rice and catch my bouquet. I'm gonna marry the very next man. If he adores me, what does it matter if he bores me? If I allow the man to carry me off, no more will people try to marry me off. No more living alone, no more cheating at solitaire, holding my breath for one special man. Why, I could smother for all he'd care. I'm through being weary, I'll marry the very next man. No more daydreams for me. Find the finest of bridal suites, chill the champagne and warm up the sheets. I'm gonna marry the very next man. I'm through with moping, moping from all this pointless hoping, hoping he'll notice me and open his heart. Time now to break away and make a new start. Take note, here's a statement that you can quote. Waiting for ships that never come in, a girl is likely to miss the boat. I'm through being weary, I'll marry the very next
A great performance by Barbara Cook of that wonderful 11 o'clock number, sung not by Fiorello, but by the woman who will become his second wife, Marie. Fiorello is such a gem of the American stage. It ran 795 performances and was such a hit back in 1959, the early 60s, and it doesn't get revived a lot. I think it was a musical of a certain era, certainly embraced by the people who knew and loved Fiorello LaGuardia when he was mayor of New York. But luckily, we can get a chance to see it again for six performances in the upcoming week at New York City Center's Encore series. So I urge all of you, if you're listening, to try to get in and see that see this wonderful version of Fiorello. It's got some great Broadway hands, Kate Baldwin and Aaron Dilley, and a very interesting young guy who I don't know, named Danny Rutiliano, is going to play Fiorello. But, you know, Tom Bosley was an unknown back then, and it catapulted him to stardom. One of the brilliant things about Fiorello is where it ends, and you would think it would end with his triumph as a mayor and his career really getting New York out of the Depression, but it doesn't. It ends with his decision to run for mayor, which is really kind of smart because the audiences can fill in the blanks. And that was the mastery and genius of director and co-librettist George Abbott. So let us go to the rousing finale of Fiorello. And if you get a chance, cast your ballot over at City Center and take a look at this wonderful show. And I'm sure will be a smashing concert version. Okay, the name's LaGuardia.
Marie, will you marry me? I know it's kind of sudden.
Sudden? Yes, it is.
But honestly, Marie, I think you can learn to love me.
I think I can. I've been practicing for 15 years.
Good.
Start rehearsing.
It's a deal. I've got plans, Marie. I'm not very good at expressing my feelings, but I'm good at making plans.
Chevrolet.
We have so much to share, Marie. So much in common.
Pelt me with rice.
It's going to be all right, Marie.
And catch my bouquet.
Dear Marie.
For I start changing my name today. I'm through being wary. I'll marry the very next man.
L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A. We want LaGuardia. Is under the mayor. Yes, you can change it all. The people want you to. So cast your spell. Come next election day. The name's LaGuardia.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.